can discuss this at two policy meetings.
Erie County Clerk Chris Jacobs sits on the board and has pushed for earlier closing times. He cites quality of life and public safety concerns, telling reporters after the meeting that even people not out drinking late can still be adversely affected.
Many of those resources are being depleted to deal with those problems that are happening in those areas late at night, so they're not available to be dealt with in other areas.
However, the vote was not unanimous, and many remain skeptical. Mark Croce, who owns numerous establishments downtown, attended the meeting and says he's taking a neutral position for now. He's questioning the political motivations of some pushing for earlier closings.
We had a meeting, thought we had a meeting in our minds at the time about something that I would support, and then they had that press conference where out in the corner of Franklin and Chippewa Street where they backtracked and went back to the 2 o'clock. So
critics are also concerned about the advantage earlier bar closings would give Seneca-owned casinos. The casinos would not be held to the same rules. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.